I was oblivious to the battle to come. I envisioned myself free of all the hurt that had been a companion for so long. If only I had known that the joy would be short-lived. I had always longed for that unconditional love. I assumed it was there somewhere. All I had to do was find it. It was waiting for me. But alas, I was still held down by the hurts of my youth, unable to fathom the magnitude of my brokenness, finding love in the wrong places. So here I was, looking at him, his oh-so-handsome face and full kissable lips. Thinking of the ways I could get him to stay, he seemed to fit on the subconscious pedestal I had created. If I was asked the details of this meeting, there would undoubtedly be no sensible answers. I was in the clouds, so to speak, lost in the web I was weaving of how this angel would make me whole again, imagining the different ways he would make me happy and complete, forgetting in all entirety that true happiness comes from within. I should have known it was a bad idea from the start. The signs were there in crimson letters, but I was so consumed by my need that my rose-tinted glasses couldn't see them. You see, I thought all I had to do was make him love me and all would be all right. I had always thought myself as a model student, so learning the ways to make him do so wouldn't be hard, I thought. Making myself into whatever he wanted would be a walk in the park, I presumed.